Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the CSO data for the year until February shows house prices rose by 6.1% across the country. This morning's Irish Independent is reporting one reason for property prices picking up is that buyers believe that interest rates have peaked and will start to come down soon. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, has the story and he joins me now. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Claire.
So we know, don't we, that interest rates are coming down because the ECB has indicated that they will start to fall in June. So are you saying that there are buyers out there who are watching this and saying, put the bid in now because it's going to be cheaper to borrow?
Well, exactly. It's a complex combination of factors, and it's a difficult decision for people, but they've probably decided interest rates have peaked now, Claire. And the strong indications, as you say, are that we'll have a cut in European central bank rates in June. Indeed, our own central bank governor, Gabriel McLouf, was saying as much in the last 2 days. He's one of the decision makers on this. And already we have seen AIB and its subsidiaries, EBS and Haven, reducing their green rates. We saw Permanent TSB, or PTSB as it's called now, cut one of its rates recently, and Bank of Ireland introducing a new suite of discounts for people as long as they have some form of energy rating. So we're already seeing mortgage rates soften. So if you're sitting on the sidelines, you're probably saying to yourself, there's a lot of talk about increased supply. It's just not happening. Interest rates are coming down. We best not wait any longer. It's probably best to get in now. The other problem, I suppose, as well, pushing up demand is the supply is just not there. You know, you have 48% of the houses at the moment that are being bought by what's called non-household purchasers, as the Central Statistics Office calls them. You know, a breakdown of yesterday's figures from Goodbody shows that 48% of purchases are by the likes of housing agencies, approved housing bodies, the land development agency, and investors. So you're competing there in every form. Plus, you know, the number of second-hand houses being put up for sale is at an all-time low. And then if you're a buyer, you have these state schemes, the shared equity scheme, first home, you can combine with the help to buy if you're a first-time buyer. That could provide you with up to 100,000 euros of buying firepower, if you like. So, I mean, there's really strong demand there, you know, and never mind the demographics, mm-hmm. the fact that young people need to form households. So, and the supply just isn't there, and it doesn't seem to be a prospect of it. So, one of the reasons cited by Economist Austin News to me yesterday was, look, people have decided interest rates have peaked. They're probably going to come down. There's no use hanging back here. We need to get in here because, you know, whatever chance we have, it's not going to get any easier to buy.
But ultimately, this is all about supply, isn't it, really? I mean, this is why the market has continued to be so hot over recent years.
Yeah, and it's getting hotter. For the last 6 months now, we've seen increases. February's increase was the sixth in a row, Claire, and the rate of increase is picking up as well. 6.1% increase annually is quite a very strong increase. I mean, you know, at the end of last year, with increases of between 1% and 2% in property prices, but now it's up to 6%. So, you just wonder, you know, there is an increased supply of housing, maybe 33,000 units this year. It's just not going to be enough. It's just simply not enough. And if there's so few second-hand houses coming on the market, and if you have approved housing bodies snapping up, you know, huge numbers of new properties, it's just very, very difficult. So, you know, I don't think you need a crystal ball to surmise and conclude that we probably will see prices increasing for a while yet, despite the fact that, you know, transaction levels are down, affordability is an enormous issue for people. Prices are probably just going to keep going for a while yet. That's not great for first-time buyers.
And Charlie, you've been taking a closer look at those CSO figures. What's the regional picture when it comes to house prices? Because the increase is stronger, isn't it, outside of Dublin?
Yeah, and I mean, that's a phenomenon we've seen for a while where people are deciding, you know, I can get better value outside of Dublin. I can probably work from home, get the train once, twice a week, and we can buy, you know, a bigger property than we have in Dublin. You're getting people selling up in cities as well and moving to the regional areas. So, you know, you are seeing big increases outside of the city. You know, the median price for a home, in other words, the typical price is around 330,000 euros, according to the Central Statistics Office. And, you know, and that can vary hugely then. It could be, the median price goes down as low as 135,000 in Castlereagh and Roscommon. So, you know, that, you are seeing strong regional increases because there's better value and people can probably work from home and can go back to where they grew up. So that's been something that's there for a while. But, you know, the problem is that anything new that's been built, it's been built in the kind of commuter area. So you're not seeing any house building in some counties. So speak to any estate agent, and, you know, I was speaking to some yesterday, and, you know, they put any property anywhere up for sale, and there's a queue of people wanting to see it immediately, and it sells rapidly. So it's a very acute problem, and it doesn't seem to be easing in any way.
And just going back to this assertion, Austin Hughes agreeing with the assertion that it is the prospect of interest rates coming down that might be pushing people out there into the market, or they might be brave enough to dip a toe in the water now. But there are still restrictions on how much they can borrow. Availability will also restrict them. The price of the house will also restrict them. So are we expecting to see down the line more growth, more unprecedented growth in house prices because all of those factors will still be holding prices back?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we've had some reports that it really is, the market's been driven by professional people, high earners, you know, whereas middle-income people are being left out. But you're absolutely right. There's still restrictions on what you can borrow, you know, in terms of your income four times for first-time buyers. You need to have a deposit of at least 10%. So those restrictions are still there. So if you can get over those hurdles, you need to have a very big a combination of a couple for a start. You need to be a couple, and you need to have very decent incomes. And so, you know, this is why we're seeing the most of those buying are lucky enough to get a gift of money from their parents or an inheritance, or else they're on very good big salaries working for a multinational. So, you know, that's what's driving the market at the moment, and that's there and it's going to stay there. So, you know, there's going to continue to be fierce demand, really strong demand for housing in a market that just can't supply enough houses quickly enough.
And you had that confirmed to you as well by an auctioneer who saying, still unsurprisingly, you put a house up on the market and the interest levels are phenomenal.
Phenomenal. It's just that they're besieged by people as soon as they put something up on the market. I mean, I was talking to Robert Gardner of the fixed fee agency auctioneer.ie, and they're just saying, look, did we list something? It's very high levels of demand from buyers straight away. Viewing tenancies are huge. You know, and you can see all this in the record mortgage approvals. The banks are putting out record mortgage approvals. So people are coming along equipped with mortgage approval from probably one or two lenders, and you know, and trying to bid and get in there, but are competing heavily with other buyers and state-backed buyers as well.
Charlie, thank you very much. Charlie Weston there, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent.